Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. We got a monster hour ahead. End of the hour, we'll be doing Hot Seat. We got another guest we're working on that we should have in our next segment. And right now, on the line with us is our football authority, the amazing Ross Tucker. How you doing, Ross?
Angelo, I'm great. How are you?
All right, before I get into the big game tonight, Al Morganti has come up with a controversial proposal. I want to run it by you because you were an NFL player. COVID virus vaccine already almost ready to roll here in Chicago. They shipped in the Pfizer vaccine yesterday. Ross, pecking order for receiving the vaccine. Healthcare workers, number one. Number two, NFL players and coaches. You on board?
Wow. You know, this is one where I am sure to get myself in trouble no matter how I answer. I'm quite confident. You know, I'll say this. I'm going to answer your question with a story. I can remember, this was probably 2004, Angelo, when there was a shortage for the flu shot, and we all got them. And I remember this distinctly because one of my teammates in Buffalo, his wife or girlfriend or whatever was a nurse, and she said, "That's not right. There's people that really need those, and there's people that are sick or compromised," and We all just walked in the facility, sat down, everybody got the flu shot, moved on. So, you know, to answer your question, Angelo, I'm pretty confident that the NFL players will get that vaccine pretty quickly. They usually find a way.
Wow. That's fascinating stuff. Because Al's argument is even the old people that are waiting to get the vaccine, they're going to need something to entertain them while they're waiting. Let's show them some football.
Listen to you.
If they have to shut all these games down, what are we seeing? The Denver thing, yes, they were no quarterback. That's not a good show, right? That was a bad show.
Well, so, and I think that there is some merit to the fact that especially with it getting colder and people not having as many options to be outside, there certainly on some level is a service being provided by NFL, college football, entertainment that keeps people by themselves at home with something to do rather than, you know, getting together 20 people and drinking or whatever, congregating.
Yep.
So I'm certain you could make that argument if you'd like to, Angelo. For
Ross
sure.
Tucker, full-fledged endorsement of the Al Morganti plan. All right, let's get to what's going on here. Ross, how close? You know this stuff better than we do. How close is Carson Wentz to losing his job?
Well, it sounds like, based on the reports over the weekend, that Jalen Hurts was getting more reps with the ones. Now, I'd love to know what that means, right? I mean, is that was he getting half the reps? Because I think Doug Peterson said that he wasn't getting any more reps than he normally did. But is he getting, like, full drives? I think that is by far probably, Angelo, in the big scheme of the Philadelphia Eagles organization, it's probably more important what happens at quarterback tonight, how much playing time Hurts gets, than even whether or not they win the game. I mean, I think we're all waiting to see, is he definitely going to get playing time, or is it only if Wentz struggles? I mean, there are so many different machinations to this. I think he's pretty close. I think at this point he leads the NFL in sacks, interceptions, and fumbles. That's really hard to do. I think if he struggles tonight, they probably will bench him. I wonder how long of a leash he even has. I mean, is it two bad series? Is it the entire first half? I mean, I think, and you know, I think I am as conservative as anyone when it comes to giving Roseman and Wentz and Peterson a chance to work this out. But I do think we are now at that point with Wentz. And the real question is, when? You know, if he struggles again, when will Peterson make the move?
All right, but you do understand as well as anybody the gravity of that decision. Because the minute you have opened that Pandora's box, you might not be able to close it. Hurts comes in and runs the team more effectively. Ross, at that point, you got a full-fledged quarterback controversy, don't you?
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, it almost feels like, even though Hurts hasn't really played yet, it almost feels like we're there now anyway, yeah. Angelo. When you think about everybody that thinks Wentz should be benched, wants to put Hurts in, it almost feels like we're at that point anyway. And I think it would serve two purposes to put Hurts in. One is give everyone a chance to see what he can do, especially if Wentz is struggling again. And number two, I don't know. I mean, they've obviously, Angelo, tried everything else to get Wentz to play better, and it hasn't worked. It seems to me like maybe if he has to watch the second half of tonight's game, if he's not playing well, you know, and maybe Hurts goes in, maybe Hurts stinks too, and maybe the next time Wentz is back in and he plays better. I don't know. Maybe Hurts plays great, and then you leave him in. Either way, if Wentz struggles tonight, I think it's the point finally, Angelo, where it's probably worth a shot.
Absolutely. Now, Doug Peterson is also really in the middle of this thing because he's been all over the place. He can't – I just want you to respond to this. This was Wednesday. He has already stated that Wentz is starting on Monday night. He has restated it a couple of times. Now Wednesday arrives, and the reporters are just checking to make sure nothing changed. Listen to the beginning of this, and tell me what you think about this answer.
You're not making that move, right, Doug, to a different quarterback?
Not today on Wednesday, no.
All right. Can you just work with that? All right, Ross. Why would you leave any doubt when you've already made it clear Wentz is your start? Why would you struggle with that question when you know it's going to keep coming?
Well, there's only two possible explanations, right? One is that it was just a poor response by Doug and he was not ready for it for some reason. Or it was a calculated response by Doug Peterson trying to create some doubt in Seattle that, oh, man, maybe they will go. Because that's the other thing I think is interesting, right, that the report comes out, whatever it was, Saturday night or yesterday morning, that Hurts is getting first-team reps. Did they want that to get out or did they not want that to get out? You never know sort of what espionage is going on behind the background here. So I don't know. I mean, either it was a poor answer by Peterson or it was a purposeful answer by Peterson. And I don't know that any of us will really know that.
I thought that was a fascinating answer to that question. That was a great answer to that question. Here's what I want to know next, because we all, it's a controversy in our eyes already. Do you think the players are taking sides? Do you think there are any players in that locker room or Hurts guys?
I don't think there are players in that locker room that are Hurts guys. I think there are players in that locker room that would be okay with Carson Wentz being benched. I think there are people in that locker room that are thinking, man, he's really struggling. We should give the young kid a shot. I think that, you know, they haven't seen enough from Hurts to say that they're Hurts guys. You know what I mean? He's barely even played. But I think that some of them have probably seen enough of Wentz's struggles that they're probably, hey, it'd be best for him and everybody if maybe Wentz sat for a little bit if he struggles tonight. I definitely think there are some guys that have that going on in their head. And honestly, Angelo, some of them are probably the offensive linemen. You know, when I watch the game,
yes,
I get a little frustrated with Carson holding on to the football. He's just not trusting what he's seeing right now. He looks to me at times like a guy that doesn't want to throw another interception. And that is such a bad place to be because you can't play like that. You know what I mean? Like you can't, it's almost like you're not a good driver if you're like you're a really passive driver, right? You gotta know when to hit the gas and go. Like go. I feel like he's driving around at times almost like an 85-year-old grandmother that doesn't want to get in an accident where he's just got to go. Like he is at his best when he's just playing and he's just going. You can almost see his brain spinning when he drops back. And he took several sacks against the Browns. that you just can't take. He shouldn't take. And so I would imagine, because I remember even when I was in Buffalo with Drew Bledsoe, you know, Drew was a good quarterback, but, man, he would take some sacks that we would get so frustrated about because it was like he was holding on the ball for 4 seconds, and you could see, like I got beat. Like, you could see the guy from 5 yards away. Drew, help me out here. Throw the ball away so I don't give up another sack. Like, I got beat. I'm not that good. Do me a favor. Throw the ball away so I don't get another sack on my stats.
What you're hearing right now is some brilliant, brilliant stuff. Finally, Ross, what's going to happen tonight?
Well, listen, I don't think anyone, based on watching the Eagles play the last two games especially and knowing what Russell Wilson has done to the Eagles, I mean, I don't know how anybody. Look, I'll be on the pregame show with Ike Reese from 6 to 8 here on WIP. Ike always picks the Eagles, always. I am looking forward to hearing his justification and his argument for that tonight, because I think it's very tough to make an argument that the Eagles will win this game tonight. I think Seattle wins probably something like 27-17, Angelo, something like that.
I got 34-10, but you're on the right track. Ross, you've never been more brilliant, my brother. Thank you as always, sir.
All right, see you guys.
Great stuff for Ross Tucker. He gets inside the psychology of this stuff, Al. It's fascinating. You know who else does that? Our callers see right through it. He is on the line right now. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Angelo.
Butch, what do you like for one day to look like George Clooney?
No, I don't want to look like him.
No, he's better looking than you are, Butch. I've seen him, but believe me, you're not a bad-looking man, but you would look much better if you looked like George Clooney.
Yeah, but I don't. Looks ain't the thing, Andrew. I mean, it's all personality. Beauty's only skin deep. It's that kind of thing. You could look like George Clooney. You look like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
If you ain't got no personality, I can't deal with you.
Maybe so, but if I came home today and looked like George Clooney, be careful. My wife would attack me. It would be nice.
Okay, well, you'd get lucky, maybe. Angela, I'm going to do something special for you today.
What do you got, Butch?
I'm going to let my God-given talent show you a scope of them. I'm going to do a poem by an alter ego, see right through it. Mm-hmm. I've been down here for a month working on rap, writing raps.
Right.
I got my own posse down here, and I'm a rapper now. And I'm going to jump from a poem to a rap with you, and you're going to see a whole difference of scope here.
All right, am I going to get both a poem and a rap, or are they both in the same package?
No, you're going to get a poem first by Steve Wright through it, and then you're going to get a rap by Bongiorno, my poet name.
Bongiorno? Bongiorno, it's similar to Bon Jovi, but it's a rap.
Yay.
All right, let's start, right, with the poem.
Okay, so I'm at my ocean view window down here looking out at the ocean, and I wrote a poem called The Old Gray Mare Ain't What She Used to Be.
Okay.
It's about Floyd Peters.
All right.
And it goes like this. For many years, you were all pro. You helped us win a Super Bowl. But you didn't know when to quit. Now you really need to sit. You're always hurt. You lead the league in holding. Your natural ability is long past eroding. Guard or tackle, it really doesn't matter. You may cost some wins. It's real easy to tackle. So get on your way. You're stalling your pay. You're better off coaching because you just can't play. It's sad to see it end this way. You look like an old horse eating hay. And oh, by the way, you wanted more money. You pretended you could do it. But for many, I could.
See right through it.
Bingo.
Jason
Bingo.
Peters put right down that Floyd.
Not
Floyd. Disappeared. All right. Now, are we ready? I've never heard you rap before. This is new, see right? What do you got? I'm sorry. Bongiorno is your rap name, correct?
Bongiorno. I believe Bongiorno. It means good morning in Italian or goodbye. Right. Bingo.
All right,
Bingo, and I'm a 68-year-old Italian rapper,
right.
And Eminem is probably the oldest white rapper at 55, so this is my new stick.
Let's hear it.
And freestyle, it's just freestyle. Freestyle is just a rambling word, so here we go. I drive in my car, I'm not going far. Next thing you know, I'll be in a go-go bar. I'll stick to my funny and stay to a sunny. I really like to find me a bunch of money. You're slow as molasses, get off your asses. I'm not giving anybody any more free passes. I don't have no money. Don't call me Sonny. I'm down and out. You find that funny? So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pretend I don't know you. You really don't have a clue. Do you really love me or you? I'm talking trash. I'm out of cash. Maybe that's why I'm being so brash. So deal with me, and then you'll see what it's like to be up at a quarter to three. You like my style?
No, that's enough. It's the same thing as C-Rich. There's no difference at all.
No.
There's none whatsoever. No. It's not a rap. It's a poem.
Yeah.
You just called it something different. You don't need Buongiorno. It's still See Right Through. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, but
I got to go back to work. You know, yeah. Thanks for the constructive criticism.
No, it's not constructive criticism. It's not rap at all.
Some guys just can't spit. You're one of them.
But we love you, Butch. We love you, brother. That was not any different.
No.
It was the exact same thing.
He does something very well. He should stay with it.
What is he doing with trying to go outside the lines?
I give him credit, though. No, he's trying different things.
He's trying to
reinvent himself. It doesn't have a lot of runway left.
I just don't like that he doesn't think he should. He's not great looking. He would look much better as George Clooney. I was going to get him a Flo-Bee for Christmas, too. Seems
the Flo-Bee
to be what
is
works.
Not going to make you look like George Clooney.
I think it is.
No.
We have seen George Clooney. With the mask on and me with the mask on, there's a similarity.
God. Try a bag.
Well, then the similarity would be bigger. 215-592-9490. We have a special guest when we come back. This is going to be great. Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports Time, 968.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.